It was really like reviving to me, and it was also like at the same time it was also like sort of enlightening for me, because earlier today I sort of like had the realization of how much like goes through my mind every day, and I don't even realize, because earlier today I was having like really like self-depreciating thoughts, and they were just sort of compounding on each other, and like, but then like we were talking about the flaming darts, and it all made a lot more sense to me, that because Satan shoots flaming darts, and these darts aren't just to injure, but these are to start fires, and it doesn't matter where they end up, but they're shot so that like that fires grow, and these thoughts just grow up in our minds. But this is all Satan's thoughts. These aren't our thoughts. And it's why we need the helmet of salvation. Amen. And why we also need like a strong will.
Amen.
And this point that there's a spiritual realm behind the physical realm. And whenever we are going through something, God is warring on our behalf in the spiritual realm. And that was just so touching to me, that everything we go through is not, we're not just going through it ourselves in the physical world, but in the spiritual realm, there's a constant warfare going on, and God is always warring on our behalf, and
Amen.
That just encourages me so much.
Amen. I was just helped to hear that we're not too young, and even I would add, we haven't heard this enough times, that there's a warfare that's going on, and it's so necessary to even realize that, you know, there's this warfare going on behind the physical realm that we see with our eyes, and actually that even we may be the battlefield where all this is taking place. But I just love that I have a will. I can exercise my will. Yes, I need to exercise my spirit, but I have a will, and I can choose, and this is what the Lord needs, right? Just how the message ended. You will willingly offer yourselves. The Lord is just waiting for some of us. Lord, I choose you. Lord, I choose your will. This is what he needs to bring in his kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for my will.
Amen.
My will is to choose your will.
Amen.
I have a small point, so I won't be talking much. So it says to offer, to consecrate ourselves to God willingly. And I like the fact that the brother said not emotionally. So not with sadness or with happiness or anything else. It's through our free will. So we can't just base all our consecrations and our love towards God based on our feelings. We need to be absolute for him.
I was also touched about the matter of consecration because, well, a lot of times I end up consecrating myself to Christ, but it's emotionally, and what I end up is that I fail over and over and over again. So I was just touched by the matter of consecrating soberly, and I just prayed to the Lord, Lord, I'm consecrating myself to you, and I want to be for you, and I know I'm going to fail, but I'm consecrating anyways.
So I was really encouraged that we are seated in the heavenlies with Christ. And that means that we're already in Christ's victory. And when we think that we in ourselves, we can't, you know, overcome all of the difficult situations in the world and all the conflicts that are happening, well, we have someone who has already overcome all of that. And if we just fight in Christ's victory, we're able to, you know, do that. So that was just very reassuring, because there has been lots of experiences with myself where in myself I've just constantly failed, right? But this is a realization that I'm not going to fight by myself. I'm fighting with Christ as the victor.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So I really enjoyed the aspect of will, that we have a free will and that we get to decide what we want to do. And sometimes I feel like for me, I like looking at like the long term, that sometimes, you know, like in the long term, my will might not be able to keep up. But what I can do right, like, you know, as of right now, is to give my will, like, you know, right now. I don't need to look towards like the future to like, you know, give my will. But right now, I can choose to consecrate myself to the Lord. Amen.
I enjoyed that we should stand for the Lord and that we should be like the defensive side. Mm-hmm. This morning before the conference, I was kind of like not excited. And this is weird because I've been counting down days for this conference for like 6 months. And I realized that that's like Satan just implanting thoughts in my head. That's so right. We need to stand for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're here to stand with the Lord.
Amen.
That's why all of us came up to this camp this weekend.